Another week went by, another month, maybe another year, and you're still here listening to me, nodding along, feeling that shit in your chest when I say that your story matters. And then you close the app and you do absolutely nothing with it again. So let me ask you the only question that really fucking matters to me today. You hear my words. You feel them land, so why the fuck are you not putting them into action? Your voice matters. Your message matters. Your story matters. I don't say that shit to make you feel all warm and fuzzy, because at the end of the day, fuck your feelings. This is the entire reason I built my shows for you. So, number one, Listen, Bitch lights a fire in your ass. And then Listen, Bitch presents Tell Me Why You're Special. This is so you can come on and you can tell your story and you can either launch the greatest version of yourself and start moving the needle in your actual life, or you could keep sitting on it. Let your mess stay a mess. Let it never become the message it was supposed to be. And you're going to pay the most expensive price there is in this lifetime, and that is regret. You guys, welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. I am Voice Authority Podcast Coach. Your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. Get the fuck over yourself and go build it. I don't feel like you guys need a little coddling, okay? So I'm not going to try to sugarcoat bullshit today because gentle, that hasn't worked on you. I've been saying your story matters in about 15 different ways over a lot of episodes. Where am I at? Like 700 plus episodes that I've been saying this. And you're just sitting on it like it's going to expire if you actually use it. Your story's not going to expire. Your message doesn't end. You are. Time is the one thing that you cannot get back, and you're spending it waiting for a moment that's never going to feel more ready than right now. Before we go in today, you guys know that every episode is brought to you by Super Patch. I'm talking about Ignite today. I just got reacquainted with this one and I'm excited because this is the thing. You've been sitting still long enough and your metabolism, your energy, your whole system needs a little nudge back into motion. Ignite supports metabolism and appetite control. It's your body waking back up. All of these are drug-free, a big F you to Big Pharma. Everything's made in the United States of America. This is vibrotactile technology working through your nervous system. The most layman's terms I can ever use to explain it is it's braille for your brain, okay? You guys know my links are in the show notes. But this is it. You think your suffering makes you special. And this is the thing that I'm going to say, and I don't think you're going to like it. I think the show's like here to piss you off, and that's okay. I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm here to have you take massive responsibility for your life and get the fuck over yourself and go create something to step into your potential. You think your suffering makes you special. There is no gold star. I have not read it in scripture one time. There's not a place where I read Jesus stands at the gates and hands you a gold star for every time you suffered. That's not it. You do think you're special, but somewhere underneath all of this, you've decided that what you went through was so uniquely hard, so specific, so much that it exempts you from the rules everyone else has to follow. Other people have to get up and build. You get to sit in the story of how hard it was. Other people have to push through the fear and the bullshit, but you get a pass because your fear has a really good backstory. I love you, but get the fuck over yourself. And guess what? I'm not saying that shit because your pain isn't real. It is real. We're all getting our ass kicked. We're all feeling the pain of all of our shit. It is real. I get it. It was hard. Nobody could take that from you. But I am taking away the shit you've been doing with it, which is using it as a permanent excuse to not become who you're supposed to be. Your suffering does not make you special. What you do with the suffering is what makes you special. And right now, you're not doing shit with it except carrying it around like a trophy for a race you never even finished. Everybody in the arena is bleeding. I've never met someone who has not had their ass kicked by life. Never once have I met someone that wasn't in the arena. And I have several conversations every week, at least 12 interviews a week, where I'm meeting new people on top of people I've already connected with. And I'm telling you, not one person has made it through without getting their ass kicked. Every single person who ever built something real got their ass kicked on the way there. The ones who made it, and they're still getting their ass kicked. Guess what? Like, you don't ever get out of the arena. That's life. We chose this. And the ones who made it are not the ones who suffered less. They're the ones who stopped treating their suffering like it entitled them to sit down. Your story only becomes a message when you do something with it. Until then, it's just a wound you keep showing people while asking them to excuse you from your own life. Everybody's over it. I love you, but everybody's over it. And I see you. I see you. And when I actually stop to see you, listen, this is what I actually see when I look at you, because this is what I do. This is the thing. I'm good at it. I see people. I see the thing they can't see about themselves. And you're sitting on something. I know you are. There is a chapter of your life that cost you everything and you survived it. And the fact you survived it is not the point. The point is that somebody out there in the exact middle of what you've come through, that person is drowning right now and you have the map. You have the one thing they need, which is the proof that the other side exists because you're standing on it. But you're hiding it. You're keeping the map in your pocket because you've convinced yourself it's not special or it's not ready or you're not ready or who are you to talk about it or it was not that bad compared to what other people went through or 100 other fucking stories you tell yourself so you don't have to be brave. And I see what you're sitting on. I see that it's exactly the shit you're supposed to be building while your whole life around. And yet, here you are. And I see you doing that, choosing every single day to keep it small. And that's the part that gets me. Because it is not fear of failure that's stopping you, it's fear of how big you might actually be. And that is a fear I have zero patience for because there is a person on the other end of your silence who needed you to be brave today and you weren't. And this is the truth, right? Like your brain is wired to protect you from the risk. And it doesn't know the difference between a real threat and then just that risk of being seen. When you think about actually telling your story, actually putting it out there, actually stepping into the shit you were made for, your amygdala fires. It reads visibility as danger because for our ancient wiring, standing up in front of the tribe and being judged could get you cast out, and cast out meant you die. So your brain does everything it can to keep you seated. And it hands you the excuses. It makes the couch feel safe and it makes the stage feel like a cliff. And it's really good at its job. But here's what that same brain does with inaction over time. And this is the part nobody tells you. Every time you feel the pull to do the shit and you override it, you teach your brain that the pull isn't worth acting on. You weaken the pathway. So the dream gets quieter. And it's not because it dies, it's because you've trained your brain to stop bringing it up since you never do shit about it anyway. That is why people wake up at 50 and can't even fucking remember what they wanted. They didn't lose the dream, they silenced it, one ignored pull at a time. And regret, you guys, I feel it has like this very specific neurological signature. It is the brain running the counterfactual, the other version, the life you could have had. And that loop doesn't quiet down with age, it actually gets louder. And the research on the end of life regret is fucking brutal and it's consistent. That is brutal and consistent. People do not regret what they tried and failed at. They regret what they never attempted. The unlived life will haunt you harder than the failed one every single time. And what you're doing right now is building that regret today and the choice to sit on it one more day. You know the pull that you feel to check your phone when you see the notification light up, that little itch, like it's an addiction. I feel that. Even recording right now, I saw my little light flash and my instinct is to reach for it. You have that same pull towards your calling. It's quieter, but it's there. And every time you hear a story like yours, something in you goes, that could be me. Every time you see someone building the shit you know you're supposed to build, and you feel that mix of longing and shame and maybe even jealousy sometimes, every time you almost sign up, every time you almost hit record, almost say yes, and then you don't, that's the pull. That's your life trying to get your attention the same way the notification on your phone does. Except you answer the notification on your phone every fucking time because it's trained you perfectly. You feel the pull, you respond instantly, and you ignore the other pull. You ignore the important one, the one that is actually your life calling you every single time. You have trained yourself backwards. You jump for the dopamine hit that means nothing, and you ignore the deep pull that means everything. Imagine if you answered your calling the way you answer your notifications immediately, like without debate, every time it pulled. You would have built this in massive thing, whatever that thing is for you, would have built something massive by now. You would already be who you're trying to become or who you've dreamed of being. So start treating the pull towards your purpose like the most important notification you're ever going to get because it is. And it is going to stop lighting up if you keep leaving it on red, okay? The whole machine is built to keep you consuming instead of creating. Every platform you scroll makes money when you watch other people live. That's it. Now, when you go live your own, you fuck up the algorithm because the algorithm does not want you to close the app and build your shit. It wants you to watch one more person building theirs, and it wants you to feel a little worse about yourself and stay. Your inaction is the product, your someday is their revenue. You're strictly a consumer. That doom scrolling is killing you, and it's killing your dreams one video at a time. And the self-help space is right there too, selling you the feeling of progress without the risk of actually doing shit. You could watch the videos, you could read the books, you could listen to the podcasts, including this one, and you could feel like you're moving while you're standing perfectly still. Do not let my show become another thing you consume instead of act on. I am not here to be your comfort. I am not your fucking motivation. I'm here to be your starting gun. The world profits from you sitting on your story. Nobody's coming to pull it out of you. That part is yours. If this episode is speaking to you, do not just feel it. Send it to the one person you know who has been sitting on their story for years, and then look in the mirror because you're probably that person too. Make sure you guys subscribe, leave a written review. It takes 3 minutes. Do it before you close the app and forget like you forgot last time, okay? Jesus told a story about a man who gave his servants money before a journey. One servant took what he was given and he multiplied it. Another did too, but the last one took what he was given and he dug a hole and he buried it in the ground and he was scared. He did not want to risk it for a biscuit, so he protected it by hiding it. When the master came back, he was not gentle with that servant. He did not say, "Oh, I understand you're afraid. That's okay." He called him wicked and lazy. He took what little the man had and gave it to the one who had risked and multiplied. And the buried talent, the hidden gift, the shit that could have grown into something was called the most wasteful choice of all. That's your story. That's your gift. That's the shit you were handed and buried in the ground because you were too scared to risk it. And you've told yourself that hiding it is humble or safe or wise. It's none of that shit. Burying what you were given is the one thing that God could not forgive because the gift was never yours to hide. It's yours to grow. You were not given your story to protect. You were given it to multiply. And every day that it stays buried is a day you're calling wicked and lazy in the only account that matters. It is time to stop consuming and start creating. The next time that you feel the pull, do one thing about it in the next 10 minutes. Not the someday bullshit that you tell yourself, okay? I'm saying 10 minutes. Register, record, reach out, answer the notification that is your actual life. Tell one person your real story out loud this week. Not the cleaned up version. I'm saying the real shit. Watch what happens to them when you do. That's the message doing its job. And stop waiting to feel ready. Ready is a feeling that arrives after you start. It never comes before. You have been waiting for a starting gun that is never going to fire on its own. This is it. This is the gun today. And here's what's going to happen if you don't do shit with this. And I listen, another week's going to go by, then a month, then a year, and you're going to keep listening to shows like this one. You're going to feel the pull. You're feeling seen, feeling almost ready, and then doing nothing. And the pull's going to get quieter because you keep leaving it on read. And one day you're going to be old, and the story you were supposed to tell, the person you were supposed to become, the people you were supposed to reach, all of it's going to be gone, buried in the ground with you and your cold, dead meat suit. You will not get to say it was too hard or the timing was wrong or you were not ready. You will only get to say you had it the whole time and you didn't do shit with it. That is regret. That is the most expensive thing a human being can buy. And you're making payments on it right now, today, with every day you sit on your ass and fucking wait. Your suffering was never the thing that made you special. It is the raw material. You are letting it rot in the ground while you tell yourself the story of how hard it is to carry. See my little violin? I'm playing that for you right now. Nobody's coming to dig it up for you. Nobody's going to give you permission. Nobody's coming to make it feel safe enough to finally begin. It is you or it is regret. You have to pick one and stop wasting my breath and yours pretending you've not been told already. Get the fuck over yourself and go before the pool stops lighting up for good. I would love it. You guys come work with me. The show notes are in the episode. They've been there. BrandonLynette.com. You can find all the shit. I love you guys.